DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, 93, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 50s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, highs at 72 degrees. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A bill providing support to state and county fairs is gaining momentum. Senator Doug Jones of Alabama introduced companion legislation to a House bill that would establish funds to offset revenue losses for state and county fairs. The Protecting Fairs During Coronavirus Act was introduced in the House by Josh Harder of California. It would establish a $5 billion federal grant program for state and county fairs. This fund would offset fair revenue losses during the coronavirus pandemic and would be available for both 2020 and 2021. States could apply for aid for USDA, then distributed those funds to the fairs in their state. Senator Jones said state and county fairs are not just an important part of the social fabric, but also a key part of the agriculture business. He said working together, we'll continue to be pushing to get the fairs the relief they need to continue to weather the storm. Well, more than 160 farm groups as part of the Agriculture Workforce Coalition want Commodity Credit Corporation funds to help protect farm workers. In a letter to Vice President Mike Pence, the coalition said, "We ask for your help to continue to promote the health and safety of farm employees in rural communities." Pence, you see, is head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And part of the group's recommendations, they suggest the federal government help farmers offset COVID-19 mitigation expenses while maintaining existing farm programs, increasing Commodity Credit Corporation funding. These expenses include housing, transportation, retrofitting, workplaces, testing, training, and compliance activities, among other things. Other recommendations include prioritizing PPE and future vaccine distribution for food and fiber supply chains and ensuring COVID-19 testing resources are available to agricultural employers and allow the use of alternative housing structures like FEMA trailers or RVs to facilitate a greater social distance. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While many schools are trying to adapt to the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the virtual learning or even outside classes, one school is taking it to another level by teaching kids about outdoor activities.
It just kind of came together, and it was an opportunity to be outside, and we didn't have to wear a mask, and that was really nice. We wanted the kids to grow and to be outside and grow things and touch the dirt and get out of their classrooms and have just a different experience at school.
That was Kara Boone, the co-president of Park Elementary Booster Club on KSN News. As the school raised more than $4,000 for an outdoor learning space at Park Elementary, teaching about composting, irrigation, wind power, native wildlife, and plants. In other news, Fort Riley officials are currently investigating a sexual assault allegation made by a soldier in its soldier recovery unit. The investigation is being done by the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Division, but no more information has been disclosed as it is limited by health and privacy laws. Mid-America Network News.
Of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Federal authorities are investigating possible civil rights violations in a January 2018 shooting death of a Kansas teenager by an Overland Park police officer. An FBI spokeswoman said on Thursday the agency, its civil rights division, and the U.S. attorney in Kansas are investigating the death of 17-year-old John Albers. Albers was shot to death by Officer Clayton Jennison as he backed out of the driveway of his Overland Park home. Officers went to the home when friends reported that Albers was threatening to hurt himself. Jennison was later cleared of any wrongdoing but left the department. Albers' family did reach a $2.3 million settlement with the city of Overland Park over the shooting. And children who had preschool cut short in the spring are now being held out of kindergarten at higher than normal rates as many school districts begin the year online. It's raising concerns that the pandemic could have an outsized impact on the nation's youngest learners. According to a University of Oregon survey, 17% of parents surveyed this month were delaying sending their children to kindergarten. That's much higher than a typical year when about 4% of families delay the start of kindergarten. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Several western Nebraska schools scrambling to deal with outbreaks of new coronavirus cases. The Scottsbluff Star-Herald reports that about 70 students and staff at Gehring High School are under quarantine after an outbreak. The confirmation last week of at least four cases in the school has led officials to end a policy allowing people to opt out of wearing masks inside its high school and on school buses. Governor Pete Ricketts praising a new law that will help Nebraska National Guard members save some money when they attend a state university or college. The law passed earlier this year will increase the amount of undergraduate tuition assistance for Guard members from 75 to 100% of the cost. It will also expand the program to include 50% tuition assistance for graduate programs. Ricketts was praiseful of the work of the Guard during a ceremonial bill signing at the Capitol this week. I'm Rick Everett with your Friday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty Eck Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select 10 stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock MGO464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A preliminary hearing is set Friday for two defendants charged with first-degree murder in Marshall County District Court in the death of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion, whose house was burned and his remains discovered in January this year. Scott Goode, age 47, of Waverly, is being held in the Marshall County Jail. Jeremy Penix II, age 18, of Melvern, is being held at the Washington County Jail. The hearing will determine if sufficient evidence will support a trial. An injury accident was reported early Sunday morning in Nemaha County. Benjamin Niehus, age 31 of Goff, lost control on Highway 9 west of V Road. He struck a field entrance and rolled several times. The driver was transported to Stormont Vale in Topeka by Lifestar. Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers will visit Marysville Thursday, October 1st, touring the Ag Complex construction underway at Marysville Junior Senior High School, followed by a meeting at the MHS Innovation Center regarding broadband service in northeast Kansas and efforts statewide to improve options. The 2 p.m. discussion Thursday is open to the public. Masks and social distancing are required. The Frankfort community will host community-wide garage sales this weekend in conjunction with the annual Fabulous Finds along Highway 99,
which will feature garage and yard sales along and in adjacent communities. Blue Rapids Historical Society is featuring voices from the past this Saturday at the Greenwood Cemetery, 2 miles south of Blue Rapids on 8th Road. This year, the tour will celebrate the lives of notable Irving residents, a community in southern Marshall County that was displaced by the Tuttle Creek Dam project. The program begins at 10 a.m. Saturday and continues at the museum downtown following. For additional information, contact the Blue Rapids Museum or Lori Parker at 785-713-9733. The 8th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest is this Saturday evening at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Fish Fry begins at 5 with the Beer Garden and live music featuring the Rewind Band from 5 until 8 and Nashville country music artist Gabe Walsh performing from 8:30 to 11:30. Walsh is a Blue Rapids native. Entertainment is free, sponsored in part by Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Fish Fry proceeds benefit the Blue Rapids Fire Department and fireworks for the 4th of July. Hanover Hospital Foundation is hosting a drive-through baked potato fundraiser this Sunday, 11:01, at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with proceeds to benefit patient room upgrades at the hospital. Meals can be pre-ordered through the Hanover Hospital or Hanover Hospital Foundation Facebook pages and are available at Cromie's Market. Members of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Association are reminded to return the consolidation ballots due in hand by 10 a.m. October 1st, which will be the time and date for a special meeting at the Axtell American Legion Community Building. Mail-in ballots must be sent in the business reply mail envelope provided and again must be received by October 1st. Members are welcome and can vote in person at the meeting if preferred. Dorothy Dot Gilbert, age 95, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Dot Gilbert.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system overhead, upper level ridge bringing us some warm summer-like temperatures in the lower 90s today, continuing into tomorrow before a cold front moves through, bringing us some cooler temperatures Sunday into Monday, and then more fall-like temperatures as we head into next week. We finally have a chance for a little bit of some rain showers Sunday into Sunday night. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, 92. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, 93, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 50s. As we head into Sunday, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain showers, highs at 72. Sunday night, isolated rain showers, upper 40s, and Monday into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. That's like your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
We keep more than just money safe. We can safeguard your valuable papers like insurance policies, deeds, wills, auto titles, and more. We can protect your hard drive backup data or keep a record of your passwords on floppies or CDs. And you'll always have protection and access to your valuables because two keys are needed to open your safe deposit box. Safe deposit boxes are an inexpensive, quality way to keep more than your money safe. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature, late September 76. Recent record high 87 in 2005. The average low 51. Record low of 38 set in 2000. Sunset this evening 7:17. Sunrise in the morning at 7:17.
Will your fall color season be an explosion of brilliant hues or a disappointing dud? We will examine some determining factors on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 25th, the 269th day of the year. Actor Will Smith has a birthday, and author William Faulkner was born on this day in 1897. Peak fall color season is approaching in the northern tier of states, with prime time for the rest of the country coming over the next several weeks. But the timing can vary dramatically from year to year. We recall an unseasonably warm and wet fall in the Midwest 2 years ago, which delayed fall colors for several weeks. Likewise, an unusually cool or dry September can cause leaves to turn prematurely. Decreasing daylight is also a triggering factor, but conditions that break down chlorophyll bring about the most brilliant hues. For that, you should hope for sunny, dry days and cool, crisp nights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Alex Gordon calling it quits. The Royals outfielder, 36 years of age, and former first-round pick whose roller coaster career took him from near bust to All-Star and Gold Glove winner. He made the announcement yesterday that he'll retire after this season. Gordon was the second overall pick in the 05 first-year player draft following a standout career at Nebraska, where he won the Golden Spikes Award as Best Amateur in Baseball. Oklahoma after revenge, after nearly having its college football playoff hopes derailed with an upset loss to K-State last year. A loss this year would again put the third-ranked Sooners on the edge of elimination. Kansas State is at risk of a tailspin after opening the season with a loss to Arkansas State. The Wildcats and the Sooners mix it up tomorrow morning. 11 o'clock is kickoff time. Kansas City Royals with a loss last night to the Detroit Tigers, 8-7. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464 MSRP 16,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offer expires September 30th, 2020.
It's the defending Super Bowl champions against a team that won 14 straight regular season games. Or maybe it's a preview of the AFC title game, a matchup many expected to see last January. Most of all, the intrigue surrounding Monday night's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens is directed at the quarterbacks. 2018 NFL MVP Patrick Mahomes and 2019 MVP Lamar Jackson. Mahomes last season led the Chiefs to their first NFL championship since 1970. Jackson guided the Ravens to a 14-2 regular season record. Monday night will be the first game in NFL history featuring two MVPs under the age of 26. NASCAR has fined Hendrick Motorsports $100,000 for exceeding the amount of wind tunnel testing allowed in a year. The organization has also been docked 10 hours of wind tunnel time for next year. Have a great weekend. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, Hanover at Axtell is live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights entertains Centralia, Frankfort's at Blue Valley, Washington County at Donova West. Diller O'Dell will host Southern. Marysville game with Chapman is suspended due to COVID-19 at the Chapman schools.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Plant a variety of daffodils with different flower types and bloom times this fall. You'll extend your enjoyment and keep your vases filled for months throughout the spring. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Welcome spring with early blooming daffodils like Silver Smiles with pure white petals and a ruffled pale yellow cup. Add brilliant color to arrangements and gardens with Barrett Browning. Its orange-red cup with a yellow halo at the base is set against white petals. Include a bit of pink in the mid to late spring garden with Blushing Lady. Its pale yellow petals are topped with a pale pink cup and provide a light fragrance. This is also the time the split corona and double daffodils begin taking center stage. The fluffy flowers of double daffodils resemble a rose and most are fragrant. Both types combine nicely with the more traditional daffodils while providing a unique flair to gardens and arrangements. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
8th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest is this Saturday evening at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Fish Fry begins at 5 with a beer garden, live music with a Rewind Band, 5 until 8. Nashville country music artist Gabe Walsh performs 8:30 to 11:30, Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids.
If you make a trip to Deadwood, South Dakota, you'll probably hear about some infamous characters of the Wild West. One of those is a woman named Calamity Jane. But a trip to her hometown might reveal a different side of Jane than what you thought you knew. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When you think of Calamity Jane, you probably recall a rough and tough woman on the frontier who had a prominent role in the early history of Deadwood, South Dakota. That may be partially true, but Amy Cool says there is another side people should know about Jane.
She was a very compassionate person. There is a quote in the Deadwood newspaper about her in her later years where it said, "Whether you were black or white, rich or poor, Jane would open her purse to you."
Amy shares the story from Princeton, Missouri, the hometown of Calamity Jane.
She nursed people during the smallpox epidemic. There was another quote where it said she was treating children children and she was cussing, but it was a tender kind of cussing.
But what of the relationship between Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane in Deadwood?
It was mostly make-believe. Most scholars think they were acquaintances, but that she maybe liked him, that he was a larger-than-life figure, and that she probably thought he was pretty special. She is buried next to him.
This is the 60th year of the Calamity Jane Festival here in Princeton. Some ask, why celebrate this woman from the Wild West?
Even though Jane had failures, in a little town, we come to realize that everybody has failures, and we don't cancel our neighbors when we see their failures. We see the greatness in who they are.
And that attitude leads Amy and many others to assist those in need, helping others overcome challenges in their lives.
Some of the Janes I knew growing up are now doctors. They're lawyers. Some of us are presidents of the Chamber of Commerce.
Miss Calamity Jane is crowned each year here, and the spirit of Jane, the power of overcoming challenges and looking for the best in others, is celebrated every day of the year. Traveling the countryside in Princeton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Otto in Marysville. Selling the usual round of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles, including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, 1.5-bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pool shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Otto in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
If you're planting trees this fall, keep the gender in mind as you shop for them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The sex of the tree may be just as important as the species, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Planting trees this fall, keep the gender in mind as you shop for them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The sex of the tree may be just as important as the species. I had never thought of trees as being male or female until our neighbor had to cut down a ginkgo tree because it stunk so bad. But not all ginkgos stink, just the females. Forestry professor Kim Coder at the University of Georgia says trees can have male parts, female parts, both male and female parts, or none at all. You can't tell the gender of a tree just by looking at it because it depends on how it flowers and is pollinated. The female versions of trees, such as ginkgos, silver maples, and other species, are often the ones that make a big mess.
Cottonwoods and willows are native trees that we have, and the fluffy stuff coming off of it is a little strand of cellulose that's hooked to a seed, and it can plug up air filters, air intakes, and so a lot of people don't like to have the female part around because it's producing seeds and fruit and all of the mess that goes with it.
If you get a male tree to avoid the mess, you may instead be running for the tissue box.
Male trees emit pollen into the air, which causes allergic reactions in some people who breathe it in.
Some people are allergic to all the oaks. I'm allergic to pecan, the hickories, and the walnuts. And because of that, if you had a choice, you would probably not want to have that pollen there ahead of time. On the other hand, you don't know you're going to have that problem when you start out with that baby tree.
Learn more about discovering if your tree is a boy or a girl at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual pork chop barbecue is Saturday, September 26th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville. Serving a fresh pork chop with baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert, the bar will be open. Curbside service and delivery available. Phone 799-5628. Pork Chop Barbecue at the Marysville Knights of Columbus Hall, Saturday, September 26th. Serving 6 until 8 p.m. Public is welcome.
My soul, my Savior. It's an age-old dilemma. Your heart wants to give generously, but your head tells you you need enough to care for yourself and your family. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, God understands this dilemma. He wants you to be a blessing to others by sharing what you have, but he also expects you to be a good steward of his bountiful gifts. And there's no one-size-fits-all approach. To create the right balance, start with your financial mindset. Make sure you're thinking of money as a tool to live out your faith. Figure out what you need to cover the basics, like housing, food, car payments, and then figure out how much you should save for the future, the expected and the unexpected. And don't forget to create a space for giving to your church, people who need help, and nonprofits. So take a step back and think about your financial perspective. With that mindset, you'll have more financial clarity, and you'll be able to live a more purposeful life full of meaning and gratitude.
The Irish Creek Wind Farm is positive development for our community. Aletha Perry says diversifying landowners' opportunities is important.
Having grown up in the 80s, I remember the heartache and tragedy that come with the farm crisis. So this project means a lot to me personally because I lived through the struggles of watching my parents as well as close friends and neighbors make some very hard decisions whether to sell land or animals to make it. Some of them had to sell out completely. And I feel personally, had they been given an opportunity like the Irish Creek Wind, it would have changed many lives.
Aletha Perry is among supporters of the Irish Creek Wind Farm.
I am proud to speak up for the majority of folks in the Frankfort community who support economic growth and the Irish Creek Wind Project. I am proud to speak for new opportunities for our community, our children, and our future.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Putting a good public face on farm safety and health today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and those of us who use traditional and social media platforms are responsible for presenting farm safety and health properly. Scott Heiberger is with the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
You have farm families wanting to celebrate farm life, proud papa moments, we might call it, and part of that might be showing pictures of their children all over the equipment, all over the work site. The work site and home often blend together on some farms. And from their point of view, it's celebrating their lifestyle. But of course, we just see too many news clippings of the small tyke in the work site. And so these are the kind of images that obviously we want to curtail.
Heiberger says if you want to display images of life on the farm, use the opportunity to promote safe behavior.
We want to accept the positive. And so especially with younger people, you want to make sure they have all the proper PPE. They're doing a job that's suited to their ability level, their age, and that they're performing it in a safe manner.
Visit my website at NorthShoreProductions.com for more safety and health resources. That web address again is NorthShoreProductions.com. And that's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Friday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
A new report unveiled by the American Farm Bureau Federation provides an in-depth examination of the causes and price implication resulting from extreme market volatility in the cattle industry. It also sets the stage to explore policy solutions. The Cattle Market Working Group, comprised of 10 state Farm Bureau presidents, spent more than 2 months investigating factors that led to market disruptions following the Holcomb, Kansas packing plant fire and, of course, COVID-19 pandemic. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says of the report, we must work towards a more stable, resilient food supply chain that can better endure unforeseen challenges. The report is designed to equip state and county Farm Bureau organizations with deep insight and policy considerations as Farm Bureau leaders debate policy recommendations for next year. Key topics of the report include mandatory minimum negotiated trade, risk management and education, small capacity meat packing, and strengthening the grain inspection, packers, and stockyards administration ability to enforce market rules. Now, in other livestock news, the hog and pig inventory is 1% larger than last year, as USDA's Shale Shagum gave us some key numbers in USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report.
The number of hogs and pigs on September 1st was just under 79.1 million head, about 0.7% above a year ago. Producers kept 6.3 million head of hogs for breeding, down about 1.5% from a year ago. June-August, producers farrowed just under 3.2 million sows, which was down about 2.9%, coupled with a slightly lower number of pigs per litter. We had a June-August pig crop, which was 35.1 million head, down 3.4% from a year ago. Producers also indicated intentions to farrow 4.5% fewer sows in September-November of this year and 1.5 fewer sows in December to February of next year.
I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
Rusty Egg Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Egg Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of maker model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty Egg Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QTO 464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Egg discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers expire.
The lawn and garden season isn't over when the weather gets cooler. This is the best time to prepare your yard for fall and winter. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the grass seed, fertilizer, garden hoses, and sprinklers you need for a healthy, hardy lawn. They also have rental equipment to make planting new seed and spreading fertilizer easier. See about renting overseeders, lawn spreaders, and tillers. Come next spring, your lawn will flourish. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, this week is Rail Safety Week. The American Farm Bureau is promoting safety tips for farmers and ranchers around those railroad crossings. Michael Clements has more.
Operation Lifesaver partners with American Farm Bureau and other groups during Rail Safety Week to remind farm equipment operators to pay extra attention where field and farm access roads cross train tracks. Operation Lifesaver Executive Director Rachel Molley says Rail Safety Week promotes ways to be safe around crossings.
Rail Safety Week is a concentrated effort on the work that we do on a daily basis, which is getting the rail safety message out to keep people and communities safe on and around railroad tracks. This year, we're joined by our partners in Canada as well as Mexico, making Rail Safety Week a true North American effort.
So far in 2020, Operation Lifesaver reports 149 accidents at private railway crossings on farms. Male offers these tips for farmers as they cross private railway crossings.
When you come up on a crossing, especially on farms, slow down as you approach the crossing, stop, look both ways. You want to make sure you stop at least 15 feet from the crossing because trains can overhang the track. You want to look and listen for a train, look both ways and look again before you cross. And then you want to cross when it's clear. Once you start crossing the tracks, you don't want to hesitate and you don't want to change gears.
If equipment gets stuck on the tracks, Molly says to leave the vehicle and call the number on the blue and white crossing locator sign or call 911. She urges farmers to explore more railway safety tips online.
The best way is to go to our website, oli.org. And you can learn more about Operation Lifesaver, connect with a state coordinator, download videos, posters, and safety messages.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about a fun event. Alpaca Farms Nationwide celebrate National Alpaca Farm Days. After this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The event that we're ending this week and this month with talking about here on National Farm Report is a fun event. It is the National Alpaca Days event, an annual celebration that I've talked about now for several years and always pleased to do it because this year, tomorrow, and Sunday, they'll be celebrating the 14th annual National Alpaca Farm Days. And so here's what that's all about. You are invited, you and your family, to visit participating member farms and ranches during this safe, fun-filled family event. Alpaca owners will welcome the public while following state and local safety regulations to meet their alpacas attendees. We'll learn more about these inquisitive, unique animals, the luxury fiber they produce, and why the alpaca business is perfect for environmentally conscious individuals. A little bit about the animal. Alpacas are primarily raised for their fleece in North America. As domesticated animals, alpacas do not live in the wild. It is up to their owners to keep them safe and healthy, and the big part of doing so is annual shearing. A full-fleeced alpaca in warmer months will suffer from heat stress, which can be life-threatening medical conditions. But this symbiotic relationship provides comfort and good health to the alpacas and a beautiful natural fiber to their caregivers. Prized for its unique silky feel and superb handle, alpaca fleece is highly sought by both cottage industry artists and owners and signers and spinners and knitters and weavers, as well as the commercial fashion industry. One facet of alpaca fleece that makes it so much in vogue is its great variety of natural colors. Pure white, several shades of fawn and brown, several shades of gray and black, some 17 official colors with many other subtle shades and hues. White, light fawn and light gray can be readily dyed, thus offering a rainbow of colors for the fleece artist. And alpaca fleece can also be readily combined with other fine fibers like wool, cashmere, mohair, silk, and angora to attain some very interesting color blends. September 26 and 27, visit an alpaca farm. And that's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
During harvest season, keep your kids off of the gravity flow wagon. It's full of grain that can tragically suck them down in seconds on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Gravity flow wagons are used to move grain from the field to storage bins. A full wagon can be a death trap to a person who climbs on or falls into it. As the grain auger empties the load downward through the wagon's trap door, it takes only seconds to be pulled under by the suction and suffocated by the grain. Chip Petrie is a principal research specialist in ag safety and health at the University of Illinois. He says the typical victim is a boy around age 11. They're big enough to climb the ladder, are curious, and may have played in grain before.
Kids are attracted to noise up to a certain level, and so if they're unaccustomed to it, then that could be an attraction from the grain auger. And then if they see the grain flowing, then it could lead to, okay, let's crawl up and play in it while it's flowing. Unfortunately, we have had some instances where the person really didn't know that there was a child in there until they saw a foot or a hand come out the door.
If you see someone fall into the grain, immediately shut the door to stop the flow of grain and get them out. If they're already sinking, it may not be too late.
If you see a hand that's going down, then perhaps the fastest thing is to simply open the gate wide open, and then you run into the problem of needing to get the grain out of the way. But since that's where they're going, if you can shovel the grain out of the way fast enough, then you might be able to get them out through the door, because the doors are fairly large.
Never let kids ride or play on the wagon when it's bringing in a load of grain. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for gravity flow wagon safety at agriculture.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Hello
and good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, we're still seeing more of the same, mixed to slightly lower in the livestock. However, the hog market's still seeing higher numbers and mixed to the grains and the rest of the row crops as well. We'll start with the grains. Kansas City wheat still feeling some pressure. December drops 5.5 to 477.5. March into next year down 6 cents at 487.5. Corn still with a slight gain today. December corn's up 3.25 cents to 366.75. March selling at 375 a bushel. Into the soybeans now. November beans up 4.75 at 1004.75. January into next year also in the green of 5.25 at 1008.5. Soybean meal still sharply higher. October's now up 360 to 337.40. And the soy oil up 50 points at 32.86. Into the cotton complex, they continue to tack on some points. December cotton now up 70 at 66.16. Again, as mentioned, mixed to down mostly lower through the livestock. Feeder cattle certainly feeling some pressure. October feeders down $1.60 at $140.70. November at $140.62. That's down $1.72 on the day. Live cattle also a bit lower. October live cattle down 22 cents at $107.80, with December dropping 62 at $111.65. And then again, the pressure that ASF over in the country of Germany is having on the market certainly driving prices higher for lean hogs. October up $2.30 to $71.77, and triple digit gains beyond that. Throughout the energy markets, we see crude oil down 16 cents a barrel, selling at $40.15 for the month of November. Unleaded gas is up a penny at $1.20 a gallon. Heating oil also fractionally higher, back to $1.12, though natural gas slightly down one to $2.23. A look at the metals. We see October gold down $11 an ounce at $18.57.80. Silver drops 14 cents at $22.98. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a 2-for-1. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. 2-for-1. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's 2-for-1 deals at Rusty Eck Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example, 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464, MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers expire.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.